Good morning. This is Colorado Public Radio. For the first time since the High Park fire started west of Fort Collins on June 9th, members of the media were allowed a glimpse of what it looks like inside the burn zone yesterday. An escorted caravan made its way along the lower part of the Poudre Canyon. KUNC's Grace Hood was among those who witnessed the charred gray and black hillsides and the sheer randomness of the fire.
Our tour started just before the mouth of the Poudre Canyon on Missile Silo Road. Our guide is Patrick Love with the Poudre Fire Authority. He says there was only one house along here that perished the second day of the fire. As the winds changed that day, Love says the fire headed down the slope directly behind the house, quickly burning it to the ground while structures within yards remained standing.
And unfortunately, the fire got ahead of us and outstripped our resources at that particular time, and we lost this one residence directly behind us.
Everything else on this road made it, but the rugged hillside that's the backdrop to these homes is charred. Further up Highway 14 toward Picnic Rock, we find another home that didn't make it.
All you can see is the foundation. There's some really scorched trees here along the entrance to the driveway, but basically nothing's left.
We hate to lose any residences, and it hurts us when something like that happens.
At our third stop, we get to see just how random the path of the fire is.
So now I'm standing in a parking lot along Highway 14. There used to be, I think, what was a porta potty here. There's a tin, kind of a steel roof and some rubble underneath. So it's amazing to me how, you know, that's basically flat and you see some black around it. I mean, there's still, you know, weeds growing in between the panes of cement.
Oh, absolutely. You know, not only did this building get destroyed, but take a look at the information kiosk. That's all wood with wood shake shingles. I mean, that right there just shows the fickleness of forest fires. That's what we have as these challenges to be able to try to keep ahead and on top of things like that.
Fickleness and intensity. I mean, that thing is absolutely flattened.
It is. And again, you know, even if we look around us, there's still green. Not within 15 feet of where you and I are standing right now. Beautiful green tree.
So I'm walking over this parched ground now. It just looks like it's black dirt from a distance. But when you look really close, you can see that it's absolutely scorched pine needles and there's dirt underneath that. And what's interesting here is you can see in the black is a couple of green things shooting out of it.
Our fourth and final stop is miles further up the canyon at Gateway Natural Area. So it's scorched along Highway 14, but then when we come into this natural area, which is right next to the Poudre River, It's business as usual. It looks exactly like it looked before. Love says that he wants people to know that areas like this are still very much a concern and that firefighters are still watching because they are still in danger.
Green islands can reburn if an ember gets going again, and it can reburn just as fierce as the first time the fire came through.
Those embers could be anywhere right now in the canyon and throughout the burn zone, according to Love. And that means that the more than 1,900 personnel working in this area aren't going to be calling it quits anytime soon.
That story came to us from KUNC's Grace Hood. This is Colorado Public Radio.